United Way of Central Carolina has announced $24.5 million in new grants today, and the list has a different look from past years. The agency is shifting some funding to initiatives to improve economic opportunity and mobility, with a major focus on two neighborhoods. WFAE's David Borax reports.
One of those neighborhoods is Renaissance West off West Boulevard. The 41-acre site was once a poor and crime-filled housing project called Boulevard Homes. It was torn down in 2011 to make way for the $100 million redevelopment. Mac McDonald is CEO of the Renaissance West Community Initiative.
The neighborhood was built out in phases, so what you see to the left here is phase one, which also includes a senior residence that has 110 units. Then phase two, which was apartments, and phase three, which was townhomes. So the last phase was completed in the summer of 2016.
There's also a child development center and a CMS public school. The Renaissance West initiative is getting $100,000 a year for the next 3 years as part of the United Way's new United Neighborhoods initiative. The other neighborhood is Greer Heights off Randolph Road south of Uptown Charlotte, where the Crossroads Corporation is also getting $100,000 a year. And there's more. Altogether, the United Way will spend $2.4 million over 3 years on health, financial literacy, education, and community building in city neighborhoods. Executive Director Sean Garrett says it's a direct response to a 2013 report that ranked Charlotte 50th out of 50 major cities for economic mobility.
A child born in poverty in Charlotte today has very little chance of escaping that in their lifetime. And so our grants are really a reflection of a new strategy, a strategy focused on neighborhood development, focused on racial equity, and focused on the systems that serve children and families across our region.
Renaissance West Community Initiative and the Crossroads Corporation are what United Way's Laura Clark calls community quarterbacks.
They really serve as the organization that wakes up every day thinking about the community and how to put the various pieces of community redevelopment together.
These two neighborhood quarterbacks and residents have worked with the United Way this spring to identify specific needs and organizations to provide the services. The remaining $600,000 of this year's $800,000 in United Neighborhood funding will go to nearly two dozen other organizations. They include programs for tutoring and summer learning, community health, financial education, and computer access. Besides Greer Heights and Renaissance West, the United Way is also providing smaller grants of up to $22,000 a year in six other neighborhoods to organizations it hopes will evolve into community quarterbacks. But there's a long way to go. Clark says about 30 Charlotte neighborhoods need help from the United Way and other funders.
It's long-term work. It takes a concerted effort. It takes multiple groups putting their resources towards it. But we believe and have evidence to show that this is one of the best ways to tackle economic mobility.
The shift in priorities has a downside. Some longtime United Way partners won't get as much this year, like the Red Cross and the Girl Scouts. And some won't get grants at all, including ARC of Mecklenburg County, which serves developmentally disabled people, Cabarrus Hospice, Statesville Salvation Army, and the Piedmont Mediation Center. Those were difficult decisions, says Clark, but you can't change the outcome for Charlotte's children if you're not willing to do things differently. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.